My love, what time is it? Sir, is that sunlight? It's far too early. By the gods, it's barely noon. Come to bed. We'll go out again soon. I know the blood is hot in you, but if you try to go outside, you'll burn to a crisp in moments. I'd rather not have all my effort go to waste. Come on, my love. Come to me. That's better. After all this time, and you only think of it now? No, my love, we don't sleep in coffins. You can blame Stoker and Hollywood for that belief. To this day, I don't know if he ever actually met one of our kind or not. If he did, he must have been a kinky bastard. Personally, I'd rather have a nice, big, four-poster bed with plenty of room to spread out. Or to share. I can't even remember the last time I was awake at this time of day. Was it? Yes, of course. Paris. The revolution. Well, one of them anyway. I'd been staying near the palace with some minor lordling and his wife. They didn't know what I was, just that I was fun to party with. I'd been planning to move on, but I needed a few days to prepare. I didn't get them. A mob of peasants broke down the door. I don't think they expected to find me asleep in the Lord's bed. It was a rather rude awakening. I suspect some of them thought to take advantage of a very naked woman. Unfortunately for them, I was not in the mood. Five strapping young men can be a lot of fun, but I don't think it was the type of fun they had in mind. The first reached out a hand, and I snapped it with one slap. The others came at me, and I lost myself. You haven't felt it yet, my love. The surge of strength and power that comes when your life is threatened. In a mortal, it can be shocking, but for one of our kind, it is overwhelming. I tore out throats, ripped men in half. When I was done, I had little choice but to flee. Crossing a city in daylight is not quite as impossible as it might seem. A heavy cloak can cover most of your flesh, but even then the light still burns. It's a constant aching, a feeling of wrongness. I could feel my skin boiling and burning. I eventually found shelter near the edge of the city and hid until night. It was not one of my more glamorous moments. Indeed, it took me months to fully recover, and I've no desire to repeat the experience. So please, go back to sleep, my love. I said sleep, not kiss my breasts. But don't stop. I know you like my stories. Would you prefer a more fun one? I once spent some time in the company of a pirate crew. It wasn't on purpose. They boarded the ship I'd actually chartered and took the crew hostage. I decided that subtlety was the better course of action on that occasion. I didn't feel like trying to sail the ship by myself. So instead, I made a deal. They'd take me where I wanted to go, and I would fuck their brains out. I don't think I slept for 3 days. I stayed in a cabin, letting them take their turns. I do like it when you bite my nipple like that. Where was I? Oh, yes, the pirates. Their captain went first, of course. Rank hath privilege. He pressed me down onto the bed and pushed his cock inside me. I let him think he was in control, but I could have pinned him down and ridden him until he begged for mercy. He didn't last anywhere near as long as I would have liked, but at least his first mate was waiting outside. He was better. Or maybe I was just warmed up, but he almost began to satisfy me. He wanted me to call him Captain while he fucked me. I think he'd done the dance before with a whore or two. I indulged him, and he let me finish him with my mouth. After that, they let the crew have me. So many willing, eager young men. Most hadn't had a chance to relieve themselves, and suddenly having a marvelous specimen of womanhood was too much for them. They took me in groups, 3 or 4 at a time. I would pretend to protest such immodest behaviour, but I was having so much fun. It took a few days before I needed to feed, and by then, well, half the crew would have happily thrown their friends overboard for another chance to fill me up. I drank the captain first. Drained him completely dry. The first officer was grateful. He thought I'd chosen him to be my captain. After I finished draining him, I was rather full, but the crew could still have been a problem. Do you want to guess what I did with them? Close, my love, close. I chose one of them, one of the more energetic. I convinced him to tell the others he had killed the captain and the first mate, that he was in charge now. It worked like a charm. For the next few weeks, I would fuck and feed from him, taking just enough to sate my hunger. He would do anything for me. The feeding can become addictive to mortals. Once or twice is not an issue, but 4 or 5 times a week, well, bend them to your will. But they burn out fast. I've never known a mortal in his position to last more than a few months. But it's a lot of fun while it lasts. Oh yes, use that hand. If you're going to play with my cunt, then don't just tease me. Oh. Ah, better. Now, what was I? Oh yes. Bound mortals. Keeping a mortal pet is not difficult. It merely requires you to feed on the same one a few times. they begin to remember the feeding, to yearn for it. I've only done it a few times myself, but each was delectable. When they finally give themselves over to you, they all but beg you to drink them dry. Oh, it is a pleasure beyond understanding to have willing submission that... perfect moment of release. Oh, God damn it. If you're going to work me up this much, then I'm going to make you need it too. Roll onto your back. You'd better be fucking hard for me. Oh, good boy. There. Do you like it? When I get on top, put a hand at your throat and squeeze. You may not need to breathe, but I still like to choke you. Now give me that hug. Oh, yes, that's it. I'm going to use this cock for all it's worth. Now be a good boy and give it to me. Oh, that's right. Good boy. And you can roll your hips into me if you want to. Oh, fuck. That's right. Stop trying. Oh, stop trying to breathe. Just fucking enjoy it. That's it. Come on, my good sweet boy. Very good, my love. Oh, did you want to come? I'm not sure you deserve to, given how wicked you were teasing me like that. So, I want you to ask nicely. Say, please. All right, my love. Give me that cock. Does my hand feel good? Good. I'm sure you're close, my love. I can feel it. I know how much you need the release. Why don't I count you down? Does that sound fun? Goodbye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Oh, my love, it would be so easy to stop now, to leave you so pent up you could burst. Fortunately for you, I wouldn't be that cruel to you, love. 2. One. Come for me, my love. Oh. Very nice. Made such a mess on my hand, though. I'll just clean that up. exquisite. As ever. But now, for the love of all that is unholy, in the names of all the gods, please, my love, go the fuck to sleep.